Town of Tonawanda Police Lieutenant Nick Beto says just after 9 Monday morning, a woman at 163 Freeze Road near Eggert phoned 911 screaming and crying, saying that 60-year-old Joseph Hollywood was going to kill her and that he started the house on fire.
What we found out from the female was he was the only other person in the home. He'd been acting kind of funny that day, basically told her, unless you want to die, you should probably leave. So he gave her an opportunity to get out. By all accounts from her, she barely made it out just due to the fire.
Given last year's deadly ambush of first responders in suburban Rochester, firefighters were held back for more than 3 hours.
There were, I believe, 6 total gunshots heard during the course of the event. Several were heard by patrolmen when they arrived.
Beto says investigators will likely be combing through what's left of the burned-out ranch-style home for several days.
There was some talk that he had a bunker in the house. He had a cache of weapons in the house and ammunition.
In the past 10 years alone, Beto says Hollywood had 18 run-ins with police for a number of different issues. Neighbor Paul Bink describes Hollywood as, quote, a bit of a wild man and a fun-loving kind of guy.
There was always a party going on there, a lot of cars, you know, a lot of people visiting. They'd stop by and have some beers, and they always knew that Joe was going to be there, and there was a party brewing.
Another neighbor of the longtime Freeze Road resident, Hank Saramack, also said Hollywood was a nice guy who hooked up Saramack's generator during the October surprise of 2006.
He was very helpful, and there were times in snowstorms that he would just help me.
Along with schools being locked down throughout the incident, nearby residents were advised to shelter in their basements, and power was cut off to the neighborhood. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.